Your Excellency, brother priests, sisters, dignitaries, and friends. To the family and friends of Father Raymond Joseph Hart, today we extend our prayers and the Church's prayer for you and our brother Ray. Norman MacLean, in his short book, A River Runs Through It, which was made into a movie a while back, talks at the end of the book about his own father, who was a preacher, saying about his son and Norman's brother, who was murdered, "It is those we love and should know who elude us." And then Norman, who was a newspaper man, said when he was old himself, "All those I loved and did not understand when I was young are dead. But I still reach out to them." And Norman's dad continues, "Man by nature is a mess and has fallen from an original state of grace. Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever." Father Ray was like that. He glorified God with his life. Here are some mystic chords of memory from his past. The Lord sent Ray's spirit to start its human journey at Colburn, Ontario, one of six siblings, 90 years ago, where it played by the river, another river, Keeler Creek. And here he fished and built forts as a boy with his brothers. Isn't it interesting that most towns have a river running through them? Maybe this symbolizes the journey of our river of life. Father Ray described these days as hard times, but he said the bonds of family and faith held it all together. He attended Colburn Public School, High School, and St. Augustine's Seminary in Toronto, from where he graduated, and he was ordained into the priesthood of Jesus by Bishop Gerald Barry on May the 19th, 1951, at St. Peter's Cathedral in Peterborough. Then on to Washington Catholic University for further studies. His priestly ministry was spent at St. Peter's High School in Peterborough, then time in Lindsay, Parry Sound, Kenmount, Bob Cajun, Fenland Falls, and Wooler. I asked him once, "Do you have your doctorate?" And he said, tongue in cheek, "No, I have a used car dealership license." Brother Ray loved to visit the sick and the shut-ins. And no one can say about Ray, "I was hungry and thirsty and in prison and you did not visit me." I asked him if he regretted his priesthood, and he answered, "Regret is remorse, and that is cureless. Priesthood is action and passion. If not, you are at risk of not to have lived." He missed the chivalry and honor of old and would often mention this in conversations. He also had the ability to reach across denominational barriers and befriend anyone who knew him. He was an icon, a character, who, like the old country tune, "Don't Fence Me In." He once told me an old Apache story that you can't judge a tree or a person by one season, and that the essence of who they are and the pleasure, joy, and love that come from that life can only be measured at the end when all the seasons are up. He loved the passage of the Good Samaritan and would say things like, "The only life worth living is the one lived for others. The basis of wisdom is cheerfulness. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not have lived in vain." We are people of the way. The voyage of discovery is within. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our brother and leader. He was sad to see the world in its present state, but would counter with, "Melancholy and sadness can do you in quicker than germ and disease." Thank you, Father Ray, for believing in me personally. And thank you so much for showing me and the other guys in my generation that we could make a difference. Thank you for the Catholic Youth Organization you ran for us in the hopes that we might find a suitable mate to be evenly yoked with. Thank you, Lord, for all my brother priests and teachers who taught me. Father Ray, you could have said, "Bill, you have it all wrong. You were the one who taught me that I could make a difference. I didn't know how to teach till I met you." Truly the words of any great teacher. Father Hart and all those teachers and priests in my life showed me that teaching is the gift of the heart. Teaching is the profession that creates all others. Remember, the Jews of Christ's time called Jesus teacher. I bet some of our teachers even prayed for their students. Raymond, the name he carried all his life, comes from the Old English and means mighty or wise protector. Now, sometimes we can't see that wisdom and protection because we are all wrapped up in our own point of view. Maybe we think that with age, people become childlike. Indeed, isn't this the way the Lord wants us to be? Humble before our Maker, especially after a long life of service? As we wonder about this point, let me digress into other areas of this priests of God's journey. And through conversations with Brother Ray and others who knew him, several words come and stand out, and they may help describe him better and assist us to understand this complicated character and brother in his relationship with his God. The first word I think about is Cadillac. We all know how Ray felt about this particular model of automobile. He would say, "Well, ask anyone who has one. They are dependable." Like you, Ray. Anyway, try as I may in looking through our parish library concordance, I couldn't find the word Cadillac in Scripture. I settled for the word chariot. Here I found 175 references to the word chariot. This passage seemed to sum it all up for Ray. Jeremiah 4:13. "Behold, he comes up like clouds. His chariots like the whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are ruined." The second word I think about when I reflect on Ray is sports. And most of us know he enjoyed sports of all kinds. In fact, someone told me that he could have played professional hockey for the New York Rangers. But the call of the Lord overtook him, even though he had one of the best sets of elbows in the league. He played with the Flying Fathers hockey team as well. In the concordance book, I searched for golf, an athlete and games and found only one reference to the word ball in all of Scripture. Shows you where sportsmen stand in the meaning of life. And the Scripture that uses the word ball is Isaiah 22:18. He will seize firm hold of you and whirl you around and around and throw you like a ball into the wide land. And there you shall die, and there shall be your splendid chariots. The third word that came to mind was dance. I found 27 references to dance, settling on 2 Samuel 6:14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Our father Ray loved to dance. The fourth word was music. And here I found 69 references to the, and two of these stood out. Psalm 13:6. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And Psalm 43. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Ray said to me once, all one's life is music if one touches the notes rightly. This was Shakespeare speaking through him. And if music be the food of love, play on. He claimed that the family name was related to William Shakespeare. Father Ray, our wandering minstrel, enjoyed his guitar and could often be found in seniors' homes playing and singing to a delightful crowd. And finally, word five that reminds me of Father Ray was poetry. And most of us know that Scripture is full of poetry. And Ray was a student of poetry. He would say that poetry is insight into the human bond. We are all part of the whole. I asked him once when he was first introduced to poetry, and he answered appropriate to me. When I was very young, maybe 3 or 4, Mother would read, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Indeed, I was not talking to a dummy. Ray often described the priests of his generation as intellectuals. Yes, he was too. Scripturally, this sounded suitable to me for the word poetry. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of our poets have said, for we too are his offspring. We could go on and on today, but I must wind this up. As Jesus wandered the back roads of the Holy Land, you, Raymond, wandered the back roads of Ontario, seeking out souls who would listen, explaining to them, as John Nash, the science professor who received a Nobel Prize in the movie A Beautiful Mind, he mentions when he receives the prize, after a lifetime in self-indulgences of the physical, metaphysical, and delusional, it is only in the mysteriousness of love that any reason can be found. So here we are, Father Ray Hart, your temple body, which I sometimes call a spacesuit, lies before us. Your spirit has done its job and moved into another dimension, some of us call heaven. We hope to see you and our brother Jesus soon. Brother Ray, you taught us high school students, as a young priest, that we could all succeed. And then you told us why. It is because You have faith in God. You have courage. And you have enthusiasm. And so we say, well done, O good and faithful servant. You have chosen the better part. And finally, a little while ago, I had the occasion to inter a body of a friend's mother in Toronto. And after the prayers, I asked if anyone wished to say a few words. And some relatives did. And finally, one young man, about 9 years old, stepped forward and said in a loud, sincere voice, "Have fun in heaven, Grandma." That said it all. So, Father Ray Hart, brother, you too have fun in heaven. You will be missed here. God bless you.